Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 30th of April, and this is the weekly news update.
Yes.
Because this is the first one we've done this week, and we only did one last week as well.
Really?
Yeah.
God, we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, you've gone all scabby.
I've gone really scabby.
I've just been, you know, busy.
Tomorrow, well, today, it's the eve of the... It's the eve of the elections, isn't it?
It is, yes. We're all going to go, and, well, all the people in London get to vote for a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And all the local people. Elections in everywhere important. It's not Scotland.
Is it not Scotland? Is it just England?
And I think so. I don't know if it's Wales or not.
And have you got all your stuff ready to go to the polling station tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got my flask.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my identification, deck chair.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my, my spreadsheet to fill in, and I can do like an exit poll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all ready.
Are you going to interview some people whilst you're there?
Probably. And then it's actually pretty much opposite my house, the polling station.
Is it in the school?
Mm. So I'm just going to look out the window and watch people voting all day and shout, "Vote Ken, everybody." Actually, I could do that, couldn't I?
You could do. Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be close.
I think it will be close. It's quite exciting, but also potentially disastrous.
I think... excuse me. I think Ken will get in. I think he'll scrape it. I think people will realise that the novelty value of... It's novelty for novelty's sake, rather than for the good of the city. To vote in Boris.
Mm. A lot of people are quite selfish, and a lot of people aren't particularly interested. So they might just tick Boris just because they think he's Boris from the telly.
They might. Certainly, he's winning favours with car drivers, but they shouldn't. They'll probably be stuck in their cars in traffic jams, so they probably won't vote.
Won't be able to get.
Well, they'll have to get out of their cars to go to the polling station. Not necessarily good parking facilities outside.
Mm.
So they might not bother.
They might have got postal vote, like myself.
You just can't be bothered, can you?
No.
Where would your local polling station be?
I don't know, actually.
Have you always done postal vote?
Always done postal votes, just because it's easier.
Oh, I like to go into, I like the sense of occasion. Also, you get to go and nose around a school, which is always interesting.
Mm-hmm. Key to fire.
You get to go in a public school. Oh, there's no children there, they have the day off.
Oh, that's true, yeah, it's bank holiday, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, it's...
They
yeah,
just have the day
yeah,
off when it's polling station.
Yeah. Oh, and there should be some riots as well.
Will there? It's a bank holiday. Oof, yeah.
1st of May, May Day riots. About that.
And also, if you're in Oxford, if people, you can't go across Magdalen Bridge tomorrow.
Why not?
Because otherwise all the knobby students jump in the river. I don't know why they try and stop them. I think some people occasionally break their ankles. But they well, can now close the bridge, so you can't... Well, so you can't get through the middle of Oxford, I discovered the other day, anyway, because they've pedestrianised them. In some ways it's good, but it's bad if you're trying to get to your friend's house in a car and you hadn't realised that they've pedestrianised it all and you've given some bad directions. And that's what happened in Oxford.
But maybe you should have been on foot...
Well, I mean, I got there by train, bus and walking, and then I was at the cinema. We went to a cinema, and then we were going to my friend's house. And someone said, "Do you want a lift?" And I said, "Yeah, all right."
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, and it turned out to be disastrous.
It wasn't disastrous. It was just a bit. It was less easy than I thought it was going to be. The sat nav wasn't working, and my directions were about 12 years out of date due to the fact that I hadn't driven in Oxford for 12 years, and I didn't realise that they closed every single road to two cars.
Mm.
You can still like buses,
I still think they should close every road to cars, grass it all over.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. They people just need to tell mind. Me about it.
You wouldn't mind walking to work, would you, if you could walk down a nice grassy path?
You say that, but had the weather been like, you know, if the weather was like it had been the last couple of days, it'd be very muddy.
But then the water would drain through the turf into the underground road.
Is that what happens, or does it just get muddy and everyone gets covered in mud?
Well,
think of a football pitch after someone's been playing football on it.
Mm-hmm.
Muddy.
What about AstroTurf?
You could AstroTurf it, but that's going to have less environmental benefits.
What about what the farmers do and have irrigation system? Oh, everybody should have those shoes with the pinpricks in them.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Oh, okay. I want to stretch my legs, but I've got all caught up in wires now.
Oh, dear.
That's all right. I managed to not break anything.
Michelle's actually in a life support machine.
It's my iron lung. There's a picture of Gordon Brown here laughing his head off, which is an unusual picture. And then it says, "Brown, sorry," in inverted commas, "for scrapping 10p tax." Certainly the tide is turning media-wise against Gordon Brown. Well, that story, look at that, it's a very snide story. It says he's sorry, but they obviously don't believe him, and they put a picture of him laughing.
I think he's going to do very, very badly in all, you know, Labour's going to do very badly in all the local elections tomorrow. Will be a reflection on people's opinion of Gordon Brown.
They're not voting, they're voting for their local MPs.
And he'll be toppled.
But what? It's a tricky one.
But a lot of people, you know, what they know about, they don't know much about their local government, I don't think. I think on the whole people just...
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. People would know Gordon Brown, David Cameron, to, you know, what's been going on. So they're going to vote based on that.
But then there was a
I don't think they'll necessarily go from Labour to Tory, but a lot of the smaller people will do well.
But that fella the other week who said he's going to give up being a Tory MP because of their policy in Europe, and he's instead going to become a UKIP MP.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, well, no, because people voted for me, not for the party. I shouldn't have to fight another election. If I've changed parties, that should be fine.
But what do you think of that? He was wrong.
Yeah, I think he's wrong.
I think he's absolutely wrong. I'd be absolutely furious. And can you imagine if you voted in a Labour MP and said, oh, you know what, actually I'm just going to go and join the BNP, but that's fine because it's me. It's not...
Mm.
You know, if that was the case, the BNP could infiltrate...
Secretly, do you think they could pretend to be Labour MPs and then they'll change midstream?
Mm. Could happen. It shouldn't be allowed.
So lots of stuff's happened since last reported. There has been...
treachery in Austria.
Yeah. A fella.
No, I quite like the flat.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they've described it as a dungeon. But actually, if that was in Chelsea, that would be worth, you know, at least £250,000.
At least. Probably more, actually.
But he imprisoned his daughter there and...
Shagged her to death.
Shagged her. Well, she's not dead, but he did shag her into having seven children.
Seven children, one of which he burnt.
Well, and then three of them. I wonder how he chose his favourite three who would go and live with him, his wife, and the three that he'd keep the dungeon.
Mm. What's crazy is that two of the kids in the dungeon have grown up.
Yeah, one's 19, one's 18. I think he was doing it with a 19-year-old as well. The one who was his grandchild and daughter.
I mean...
And common-law wife.
I know that the mother said she didn't know what's going on, and I think maybe fair enough, but fucking hell, imagine finding all that out.
Oh no, horrific. Absolutely horrific.
I mean, she must be like delighted to have found her long lost daughter, but absolutely sickened beyond. I don't know how any of them can get over any of that.
Well, apparently this is a bit that I highlighted in the story, is that access to this dungeon was through a 1 meter by 50 centimeter hole. It didn't have a proper door. It was a little hole, and it was electronically sealed with a concrete door, and there was a remote control coded sort of lock on it. So it was very secure, I think, is what we're saying. It wasn't just some ramshackle
and no
shed
noise.
With a padlock on it.
No noise from all these kids playing downstairs.
I don't know if they've been playing so much. What I'm interested in is, can they... You know, there doesn't look like there's any books in here. They've lived their entire lives, 19 years, in this tiny dungeon, never seen daylight. I mean, I wonder how healthy they are, what they look like, whether they're kind of very...
Yeah, if they're pallid stunted
and,
or...
Yeah, stunted. Or whether they had, nutritionally, they're
but
okay.
But you think, too, like... Because at first I thought he must have captured her as a child, but she wasn't, she was an adult. And then she's got two adult kids now, so how come between them they couldn't have, you know, twatted in one?
I don't know whether you get that weird Stockholm syndrome.
People come to rely on their captor.
Yeah. And whether you, and I guess if these teenagers have never known anything else, I don't know how much, how, whether they have any radio, well, obviously probably don't have radio or TV, whether they have any music or if they can read.
They had a TV.
They had a TV, so they must have known what it was like in the outside world.
Yeah, well, I suppose it'd be a bit like watching Jim Dallas. Carrey in the Thingamabob show.
Hmm. The Truman Show, not the Thingamabob show.
You just have your own little reality and that's what life is. And
yeah, it's extraordinary. I want to know if they can read, is my main interest, I think. But, I mean, hopefully they won't become like a weird media circus, so maybe we won't, you know, get to see them or anything. But I would be interested. I would respect their privacy. So that's happened. Humphrey Littleton died from off of the filthy radio programme.
Filthy?
Yeah. Filthy. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. It's filthy.
We think so.
I mean, you know, in a way that they could play it. I don't think on any other... If that was played on ITV at lunchtime, some of the jokes they did on that,
mm-hmm.
people would always be complaining because on Radio 4, they got away with it. It's very well judged.
There was a little tribute programme on about him this morning, talking about him playing his trumpet.
Well, he was cool for an old fella.
He was very well loved, and people kept calling him Humph. He kept saying, bye, Humph. Thanks for all the good times.
Well, that's happened. So,
and they said they're not going to carry on with the programme because he can't be replaced.
Really?
Yeah. They'll come up with something very similar. It's like, you know, when John Peel died, Excess Baggage. It's never been the same.
Excess Baggage?
Yeah.
I never listened to that. What was the one, the family one?
That's it.
It's called Excess Baggage.
Yeah, I think so. The one in the morning or the weekend.
Yeah, and some late.
Or maybe it's not called Excess Baggage. I think it is.
I don't think it is.
There is a show called Excess Baggage, isn't there?
Probably. It's probably a travel show. Or about therapy.
What do you think it was called?
Light-hearted write-in, talk about a hilarious anecdote show. I can't remember.
I think it was Excess Baggage. Doesn't sound quite right, but I think
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
You fill?
I'm not filling. I'm not filling. I'm 50% of this goddamn show.
Just filling a bit.
House prices might fall by 30%, oh. But they also might not.
I don't care. Bored of that.
The truth of it is that in the last year, they've possibly fallen about 1%.
I thought they said today that definitely they have fallen, and that's the first time they've fallen ever, and they meant ever, since June 2006.
Since 1993, which is when they started doing these records about house prices. But then only yesterday, there's paper saying... The slowdown in house price rising is, you know, quite a lot, but it's still rising.
Yeah, it's just not.
It's just very, very slowly, and it will probably stop. But we don't need headlines like this.
Is it yet the anniversary, or is it nearly the anniversary, or is it...
3rd of May. And of course we all know...
Excess Baggage is a holiday, a travel show.
So what was the one that...
I haven't discovered yet, but I just thought I'd look at Excess Baggage because I knew that was cool, what that was called, and it was easier than looking at one that I don't know the name of.
I'm glad at least that's a real show. So we've got that far.
What would it be? It would be under...
Something like Broken...
What song is this?
Split Hairs. Shipping forecast. Prayer for the day.
I think we all know it's not one of them.
It's Saturday mornings.
Is it on at the moment, though?
I don't know.
I don't think it... Well, I might be, I don't know.
Loose Ends. No, not Loose Ends.
No, Loose Ends.
They're all similar, aren't they? All the same five people doing every programme.
It is. I was listening on one Saturday, and it was the same woman was on every show, and I cannot remember her name now.
Sandy Toksvig?
No, it wasn't Sandy Toksvig, it was a newsreadery woman.
there's a new bike. It's a motorbike, but it's like a unicycle.
Right. A motorbike with one wheel is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's got two wheels, but both in the same place. So, like a bike, where you've taken off the back wheel and put it side by side with the front wheel and then put a motor on it, made it look quite cool. Pretty weird, though.
Did we start talking about McCann's or not?
No, no. Well, we started with saying, yeah, it's the anniversary on the 3rd, and we all know what it's the anniversary of.
Well, I had a story here.
Have you found what the name is yet?
No, but I'm trying to, you know, be 50% of this show and do that as well. There's an attempted abduction took place very 30 miles from where Madeleine McCann went missing a year ago.
Yeah.
There's a man in his 40s who apparently matched the description given in the McCann case. It was last month. And I'm sure there was another one as well in the meantime, wasn't there?
There's been a couple. It's probably him.
So they should probably try a bit harder to find him.
Yeah, I mean, when they finally solve this, it's going to be one of those things, isn't it, where they go, oh, God, that's so easy. But it's like on, not the weakest link, but on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's only easy if you know the answer.
Like naming the name of this show that John Peel was in.
Yeah.
Home Truths.
That's the one.
Thank God for Google. Now, there's a story here, which I've written Lisa Tarbuck above. Apparently inexplicable. Saying tomato stop you going red in the
Liza
sun.
Liza Tarbuck.
That's how you spell it.
Is it?
Mm. She's Lisa with a Z, not Liza with a Z.
What's wrong?
She's either Lisa. Tell Jimmy.
Well, I will do. I met him twice. Once when I was 4. Once when I was 28.
Was that not the same? Is that not Les Dennis?
No, this is another one.
Okay.
Lots of comics are there when I was a little toddler. I also met Bill Waddington.
Is he in Coronation Street?
Mm-hmm. Percy.
Percy.
Yeah. That's Michelle's impression of Phyllis. It's more visual, really. If you could see Michelle's face, you'd understand who he was meant to be.
Anyway, it's just a story about tomatoes. If you eat lots of tomatoes, it means you don't get sunburn. But I'm reasonably sure I saw a documentary, a very light documentary, science-based, where Lisa Tarbuck tested out theories about food and whether you can eat yourself healthy. And she did a test on this. I don't know why they suddenly decided to report it in the paper, as if it's, you know,
filler,
scientific fact.
Well, what does it conclude?
That's lycopene, which is in tomatoes, which is apparently good for lots of things. It's a good antioxidant, and so they say if you eat lots of, all you eat is tomato paste, you'll have very red poo, but you won't go red in the sun.
I wouldn't fancy just having tomato paste. Well, I did have a cracking tomato last night.
You do.
You know, one of these big fuck off beef ones, like what you get.
They're pretty good. A bit of salt on them, a bit of pepper. Nice.
It was absolutely delicious.
Hey, this is going to excite you.
Is
possibly
it?
Possibly in a sexual way.
I don't think so.
There's a new system of banking starting on the 27th of May. The cheques are going to clear in 3 hours rather than 3 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I told you. Told you you'd like it.
Is it every bank or...?
I don't know, it's a really small story. I would have thought this would be a huge story.
I've heard about this on Moneybox. They've been talking about it for a while. But
it's going to be phased in slowly, apparently. Mm. So, you know, maybe not. On the first day... on the first day, there'll be like 10% of all transactions on the phone and telephone will be in. But by the 6th of June, standing orders are all going to be included.
Mm-hmm.
Which means our landlords can have our money for a bit longer. Ooh, maybe I could get into another argument with them.
Well, if that's the case, then you don't need to... You can change your standing order so it goes
that's what I'm thinking,
on
the day
that
it's actually due rather than the day.
Yeah.
Like a week before, in case it gets stuck and they can claim all the... Yeah, I might get into an argument with them about it if I'm feeling that way inclined. They already really hate me now for arguing with them so much.
Well, I would just change it without saying anything. As long as you get it on the correct day.
So that's happening soon. Something to look forward to.
Oh, the McCanns.
See, I tried to talk about them earlier. You had nothing to say.
So much and so little to say.
I think, in a way, it's worse to joke about it now than it was when she first disappeared. I found it amusing then, but now I find it a bit sad.
Well, she's like a tragic queen of hearts.
The son
did a special two-part pull-out. And basically, Kate McCann has turned into a pin-up.
They've done a middle, the centre-page spread.
Yeah, double-page spread, 12 pictures of Kate McCann, all...
One for each month of the last year.
She looks, you know, the same in all of them. Some of them she's...
She started off with a better tan.
Some of them she's smiling.
She's just been on holiday.
Yeah, some of them she's smiling and laughing. Sometimes she's kind of pouting. Sometimes she's looking sultry and sexy. In one, she's crying. I don't know why they put that one in. But she still managed to, you know, she's been sad, but she still managed to go to the hairdressers.
She's kept her highlights up.
Have a makeover. She's obviously had Botox. You know, she's got that kind of glamour. Easy glamour going on now that she didn't have like a year ago. And now she's like, she's a full
celebrity. I think June might be her best month, actually.
June?
Yeah. Because she's got still got the post-holiday glow there.
And she looked very tragic there, didn't
yeah,
she?
And she's, actually her hair's grown out a bit longer and looks
tragic
quite nice.
Tragic but hopeful.
Shall we,
This is, we've got a little clip here of when she went to the hairdressers to have her highlights done. So if we just switch on the... It's just on a tape recorder. Hello, I'd like my highlights done, please.
Okay, do you want an appointment now?
Yes, please, I've got to go to a PR conference later on.
Alright, well, if you could just wait 10 minutes, then Sandra will be with you.
Okay, I'll just read the papers.
Actually, can I wash your hair now?
Yes, okay, look, there's me in the paper.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Come over to this, is that warm enough for you?
It's a bit hot.
So, have you been anywhere nice on holiday recently?
Yes, I've been to, I've been to Praia da Luz. I would recommend it in many ways.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Great food.
Is that in Spain?
I don't know.
Loads of tapas there.
Portugal?
Portugal. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I went with my hubby and the tapas nine, as we call our friends. A big gang of us from the hospital we went, and our food was cracking. We took the kids, lads.
Oh, was it nice for kids, was it? Safe, was it?
It was, you know, two of them had a cracking time. The twins. Lovely time.
Oh, you've got twins, have you? How old are they?
Oh, only about 2.5, 3, something like that. Okay. They had a nice time, but the big sister went off. Don't know what happened to her, but...
Oh, you're kidding. That sounds like that Madeleine McCann.
Well, it was.
No, you're that Kate McCann.
I can't tell you recognise me from papers.
Oh, I tell you what, will you sign this for my mum? She's a big fan of yours.
Okay, and would you like me to do your eye for me?
No.
Oh, some people like that.
No, it might, no.
Anyway, yeah, I would recommend it. You know, it's a nice resort, but just, if you, you know, get some of them brains for your kids.
I think that's the end of that clip now, isn't it? How did you get that?
I just happened to be in the hairdresser.
You're bugging, is it?
Yeah, I just happened to be in there, and if you carried on playing the tape, you'd hear the bit where I come in. But we'll save that for another day.
There was a new sort of insect repellent that's happened.
That's happened.
It's happened. Scientists have done it.
Right.
There's a honey trap. For male flies, it smells like lady flies. Lady on fly. Heat.
Does it smell of a bit of poo?
It's a cocktail of female hormones, so probably. And anyway, the male flies goes into the trap. When it goes in there, it gets doused with some sort of. It gets in the same cocktail of female hormones, and then but when it comes out, all the male flies try and get off with it and shag it to death, and so they A, don't reproduce, and B, get rid of some of the male flies. True fact. What a horrible warped thing to do to flies. I'm not a fan of flies.
It's horrible. I mean, think about the fact if you did that on
a person, you'd be sexist and homophobic.
And you'd be causing them to be gang raped.
Yeah.
It's like what goes on in some of these places you keep hearing about.
It's like you're rattling around, making a terrible noise from the sound system.
Is it?
Yeah.
Chocolate raisins, would you like?
Well, do you know, I haven't had chocolate raisins for ages, not since that time we went mad and ate them every single day for about a month and then were sick.
And then we practically turned into chocolate raisins, a bit light, but we didn't get sunburnt.
True. Rice has gone up in price.
Again?
Yep, it's about doubled, so they reckon the price of a curry's going to go up.
Well.
Which is a shame, but I still think it's worth it.
Also, we should support our local curry houses.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity news now.
Mm.
I know you've been worried about UB40 since Ali Campbell left.
What?
UB40. You know, Ali Campbell quit and went solo.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Well, you know the other members of UB40, don't worry about them because they've decided to carry on without him. And Ali Campbell's brother is now singing lead vocal. He's been in the band all along. Ali Campbell's apparently a bit annoyed about it, but he left, so I'm not sure if Simply Red are going to do the same thing, but gets Mick Hucknall's mum to sing lead vocals instead.
Maybe Mick Hucknall's got a little ginger brother.
He might have, don't know.
Who's less violent to children.
Much of children. Miley Cyrus, aka Hannah Montana, from TV's Hannah Montana.
This is all Greek to me. But go on.
She's a Disney star. She's in the series Hannah Montana.
I've never even heard of that.
She's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter in real life and in the Hannah Montana. I did see it twice, I think.
What?
It's on Channel 5. I watched it one morning to see what all the fuss was about. I like to keep it down with the kids, find out what they're on about. That's why I've seen High School Musical.
You've seen High School Musical?
Yeah. I haven't seen High School Musical 2.
I need to get with it.
Anyway, Miley Cyrus, she had a picture taken in Vanity Fair by Annie Leibovitz, the famous photographer.
Again, never heard of any of these people.
Annie Leibovitz has been around for years. She's one of the most famous photographers there
so
is.
So have you, but...
Anyway, she did pictures of her sort of with a naked back, basically. So not that naked.
Mm-hmm.
But they looked a bit slutty, and she's now apologised to her fans, saying, sorry, my parents were there when we did the shoot. We all thought it was fine, but we looked at the pictures, and I looked like a slag. I'm really sorry. But Vanity Fair are rubbing their hands with glee, going, brilliant, we've won. I'm really going to sell loads of copies now, mainly to Penny.
Was Penny buying Vanity Fair?
She subscribed.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a terrible magazine.
I've never really read it. What's it about?
Well, it's a weird mix. It has kind of really long articles, but I've tried to read a couple of them, and generally they're quite badly written. It's a lot about American politics.
Mm-hmm.
They do really amazing photo shoots. They do really, you know, like really good pictures of people, but I'm not that interested. And then a celebrity will come along and talk about, oh, I split up with my husband, and this is what it was like. I've had a miscarriage.
Is it a bit like George Clooney going, ooh, American politics.
Mm.
I've heard of some of them.
Yeah. It's a bit like that. And then they go, oh, look, here's a young starlet that will be famous. Ooh, that Scooter, what's his face, is a bit bad, isn't he? Whatever he did. George Bush. I don't like it. I think the articles are all too long and too boring, in my opinion. But that doesn't necessarily reflect the opinion of the management.
Hmm. And I suppose they do all right.
But they do all right, yeah.
Do you subscribe to any magazines?
No, I don't.
Do you subscribe to any theories of relativity?
E equals MC squared.
A lot of people go for that one.
Amy Winehouse?
Mm-hmm.
There have been lots of stories going around saying that she's been cheating on her husband while he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
With her manager, Alex Haynes. Oh no, it's her manager's assistant. She says, no, not at all true. This is a quote from her that she made yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're not splitting up. I don't have a new boyfriend. I'm totally in love with Blake, and I'll be going to court with him every single day to support him throughout his case. I couldn't be happier.
That's an odd thing to have tagged on to the end.
It is. I like it. No, she wouldn't be happier if he was, like, let's say, out of prison. Oh, no, no, no.
Some paper the other day was saying that they had a quote from her parents saying, yes, we are aware that our Amy's having an affair and we're really pleased about it because you'd be a good influence on her. But there's been no pictures of any of it going on. I think she is pretty dedicated to that Blake of hers.
You know, why wouldn't she be? Pictures in the paper of things. I'm quite shocked by this.
We'll see a picture.
This picture of actor Chris Marshall, who you don't like. I know you're not keen on him, but still, are you interested in seeing a picture of him after he's been run over and being treated by paramedics that someone's taken on their mobile phone?
No.
Well, that's been put in the paper. Someone did just go, oh, he's a bit famous, I'll take a picture. Or maybe they just thought, oh, look, there's someone who's been knocked over by a car, I'll take a picture. Things like this make me realise how the film Cloverfield, where someone just get there, you know, an alien invades the planet and starts crushing New York, and someone films it all on a camcorder. That would happen.
Well, look at 9/11. There's loads of footage of it. People just stood there, didn't they, and filmed it.
It's like when there's that fire in Camden and they're just...
We all watched live on TV as the plane flew into the thingamabob.
That's true. It's weird, isn't it? Anyway, Chris Marshall got run over in the middle of the night in Bristol.
He's all right though, isn't he?
I reckon he was in intensive care, but they reckon he'll be back at work tomorrow, so it's fine. Into the play or something. This is a great story. Baked beans.
Right.
They're not a fashionable food. I would say they were iconic and a classic, but apparently Branston are convinced that baked bean sales are the sales of baked beans are going downhill because people aren't eating breakfast. They're in pop charts and running out the door. They're getting croissants on the way from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think beans is a great breakfast food.
No.
Good snack though. Beans on toast. Lovely.
Fantastic.
Anyway, they've decided to repackage themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of a fuddy-duddy old pile of beans, a steaming pile of beans with a picture,
mm-hmm.
and like a homely red and orange background,
mm-hmm.
they've put silver on the cans to make them look all bling. I mean, that's going to convince me to buy sort of some beans.
What you want to know is, are they the 9p ones or the 15p ones? And are you
these ones, I think,
like,
are up to 35.
Bloody hell.
Beans have never been cool, this is the quote. And our redesign isn't intended to remedy that. It's to make them more relevant to today's under 30s. Pointless. Absolutely pointless. Either you're going to eat beans or you're not. You're not going to go, ooh, I've got a silver packet. I'll have some of them. That seems really relevant to me as a 28-year-old.
There's a lot of stuff in this planet in general that's just rubbish, isn't there? Talk.
Landfill.
Actions. People.
Newspapers. Podcasts.
A lot of shit
theater.
About. Yeah. Cheryl Cole. I didn't know that she had this tattoo, but apparently on her neck she's got a tattoo
she's
that
covered
says...
in tattoos.
Is she?
A tramp stamp.
She's got a tattoo on her neck that says Mrs. Cole.
That's unfortunate.
She says, I'm not sure if it will be there in a year.
Well, that's interesting because that's reported in today's Metro, but in yesterday's Metro,
mm-hmm.
they reported that she had moved back in with him, so they were living together. So they need to be a bit more consistent, really.
Well, they never bother.
I'm going to do a bit of advice now and say, ladies, never get a tattoo on your neck. It looks cheap.
And also, it would really hurt. I mean, if you're going to get one, your neck. Neck is one of the last places I would do it. It would be really painful. Another place I wouldn't have it done would be on the top of my foot.
No, that's going to hurt a lot.
Or on the, like, behind my knee.
On your eyelids.
On my eyelids, yeah. A lot of people do, don't they?
Yeah. Tattoo. Jade Goody does it. She put tattoos on.
She can tattoo a nipple on your tit if you've had your nipple removed. That's fine. It's a weird procedure to go for. Wouldn't necessarily get Jade Goody to do it. Bruce Willis's girlfriend is
Respect yourself.
The new body of Licenza. And here she's seen wearing a very nice nautical themed bra and
that's very you that actually
bra and knicker set.
The old red and white stripes. I can see you in that. Licenza, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, but Licenza's awful.
Well, yeah. I had Nicolas in girl? 10 years ago and they fell apart. She's called Emma Hemming.
And she's going out with Bruce Willis, is she?
She is.
Is she a Brit or a Yankee Doodle Dandy?
I think she's a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Hollywood star's partner, Emma Hemming, has just been named the face and body of Licenza.
Just Licenza.
Willis, 53, has reportedly been dating the smooth-skinned 29-year-old for 6 months. Oh. So... Yeah, in the top of it, it says she's his partner. In the bottom bit of this, it says reportedly been dating.
So, yeah.
Could be nothing.
They might just have been out, you know, for a couple of dates or something.
Yep. Spice Girls have refused to play at Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday party.
Have they been invited to?
Yes.
I thought they liked Nelson Mandela.
Well, they did. I remember when Jelly Halliwell went and got off with him practically.
And Mel B nicked some gravel out of his pot plants to take home as a souvenir from his house. Or something like that.
Yeah, I remember something like that. But what they've said is instead they'll do individual serenading and bits and bobs.
Boring.
I don't think anyone wants to be serenaded by them.
Nobody does. Ronaldo, the football player. Now, there's a few football players. There's two called Ronaldo. There's the handsome one who does the adverts, for, I think, for razors or something.
Not a terrible advert.
Is he in that one? No, it's not. It's Tiger Woods. Lewis Hamilton, and it's not, I don't think it's Ronaldo, it's another bloke, it's Roger Federer.
I've never heard of any of these people.
You have.
Actually, that's all I've heard of, the tiger.
He's in an advert for perhaps Pepsi.
From Frosties.
Not Tony the Tiger. Anyway, it's not that one, it's the sort of the gappy tooth one that looks a bit simple, that is, I think, from Brazil. Yes, he is Brazilian. And he was in the World Cup a few years ago. Anyway, he's the best player in the world. He's the best player since...
Since sliced bread?
The best player since sliced bread. Anyway, he's been caught. He's been having some surgery, so he's been at home recovering. And they went to pick him up the other night. He's got three tranny prostitutes with him.
Hmm.
In the sort of Eddie Murphy style. Let's say. So that's quite exciting.
When Eddie Murphy style.
Eddie Murphy got caught with a tranny prostitute once,
did he? Yeah. I suppose people think, why not? Give it a go.
Look at the state, though. It's called Albertino, which is probably a giveaway that it's not a woman. Doesn't look much like a woman, to be honest.
Let's have a look. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think it's not like completely obvious.
So, I mean, if you're a rich footballer, you'd pay for a higher class prostitute than that, or maybe you resent it.
Maybe all of girls allowed have got cocks.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they're awfully brazen.
Probably that Danielle Lloyd. She's probably got a cock.
Daniel Lloyd, you mean?
Exactly. That'd be why she's called Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? Caprice. If anyone's got a knob, it's Caprice.
Yeah, I don't know what her male name would be, though.
Capri. Talking of that, there's a baby in here that's been named Alexis.
Really?
Yeah.
We watched a programme the other night, not together, separately, but we discussed it afterwards. Stop dropping chocolate raisins on the floor. Looks like a little rabbit's been in here in an accident. What? You've dropped it four times now. We watched a program called World's Youngest Grands, and it did reveal the truth that the younger you have your child, the more likely you are to give it a really stupid made-up name. They all had quite stupid made-up names, didn't they?
Yeah.
Call it Claire. Call it Sarah.
Call it Michelle.
Zina.
They weren't terrible though, were they?
No, they weren't. They were all quite grown up, really. The mum, the grands.
And the mum, like their kids seemed fairly reasonable on the whole.
Well, the one that was called Ryanita or something.
Ryanita.
That one, she wasn't coping very well.
Nest Cafe.
But she seemed nice.
Load of shit still going down in China and Tibet.
Boo.
And a woman, and there's a lecture going on about sex.
Right.
A woman volunteered to have sex. She did it, and she
in front of the lecture?
Yeah, but she took notes as she was being pumped by the tutor. I don't think they needed to do that, but whatever. According to the Metro, Boris Johnson is 8 points ahead of Ken Livingstone. All the more reason for all of the Newspox listeners to make sure they go out tomorrow and vote.
Provided they're in London.
If they're not in London, they can probably vote anyway. And if they're in a different country, which I know some of our listeners are, then don't vote.
Unless there isn't work going on in the country where you live.
Yeah.
Then you should. It's your constitutional right.
It's your right to vote. It's the only right you have, really. So, you might as well go and do it. And it was two sisters trying to...
Sisters.
You know how sisters. You can get married and then there's the civil partnerships. Sisters. And now there's two sisters who want to get married as lesbians. I think we should just let them. One of them's 72, one of them's 80. Just let them do it. Keep it quiet because we don't want a whole bandwagon of that kind of thing. But let them get on with it if that's what they like.
Well, you know, each to his own. They're not going to hurt anybody.
They're only hurting each other.
Well, thanks for listening. This is the longest ever News Pop by quite a long way, but it is the weekly News Pop.
Yes.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Just if it's too much for you in one go,
stop it. Switch.
Yeah, we should have said this at the start rather than at the end because they'd have already listened to all of it now. But if you want to listen to it again, do it in instalments. You could do it like book at bedtimes, 10 minutes a night.
Oh. And if anyone's actually listening, why not write in and tell us that you've actually listened?
If you've made it all the way to this point, let's give them a special code.
Yeah, the code is... the code is... I've seen Maddie McCann.
Oh, what? No, that's... What if it's like the boy who cried wolf?
Well, they're not going to... If somebody does see it, they're not going to tell us first,
no,
are
that's
they?
True.
Email us...
You can email us via our MySpace site. Yeah. If they've not got a MySpace, is there an email address?
They have.
Well, nobody has one anymore.
Newspox@hotmail.co.uk.
Does that ever get checked or is that gone dormant?
We'll have a little look at it.
Okay. But yeah, send us an email and let us know you're listening and we'll send you a signed picture. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Bye.